ओम शांति. सो देर आर थ्री वर्ड्स सिमिलर, चीयरफुल, हैप्पीनेस एंड इंटॉक्सिकेशन. सो रीना, व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन द थ्री? कम बिट क्लोजर, कम हियर. देर इज रूम इन द फर्स्ट रो. I won't be able to listen to you if you are sitting so far. Come at least in front to answer. What is the difference between cheerfulness, happiness, and intoxication? Patricia? So, in alcoholic intoxication, what is realization? It is intoxication, isn't it? What is the realization in that? But that's, no. And Rosemary, no? Rose or Rosemary, what is your name? S for San Francisco. Huh?
Cheerfulness is your natural nature.
Yeah. Then happiness?
That's
your second hand. And intoxication, third hand. cheerfulness is like all the time, because you are content. So those souls who are content, cheerfulness becomes their nature. They are always smiling. Happiness can be temporary. When you achieve something, success, or you buy something new, so it can be attainment, achievement, or enjoyment, no? Because you enjoy watching sports, or movie, or reading something. So you are happy, or you are happy to meet your friends. So that's happiness is by having something which may be temporary. And intoxication, anybody else? Pure by? What is intoxication? In jnani sense or spiritual sense, we will say intoxication is like a pure pride with happiness. Because when you think, okay, who am I? Whose child I am? So it's like a pride, no? That I am child of Almighty Authority, or I am child of Supreme Father. So on one hand there is that pure pride, but then intoxication is something bit, no, more apparent and much more happiness than just happiness. So it's more apparent. You can see from the face that somebody is really intoxicated. Their activities, features, everything changes. So in spiritual intoxication, awareness of who am I, whose child I am, what am I going to become, this awareness can give us that pure pride and intoxication. So what we need to do is, today Baba was talking a lot. In today's Murli, what point Baba gave on happiness? Anybody? What points today's Murli Baba gave? Yes, Luis? Come in front, talk. Talk about it. What points Baba gave to this Murli? Churning Gyan. Listening Gyan, churning Gyan. Because more you accumulate the treasures, you will be happy. Seeing, because with Gyan, when we listen to Murli, then we churn, then it becomes our own treasure. Otherwise, it's Baba's Gyan. But when I'm churning, it becomes like my points. So, because we held so many treasures from Baba, so as we see those treasures, we will be happy. Then Baba talked today about meditation. More you remember Baba, more you will be happy. So remembrance of Baba will make us happy with two sense, because when we remember Baba, Baba was also talking that as you remember me, your sins are absolved. You become light and happy. So, as we churn Gyan, remember Baba. So those treasures, and also remembrance, with remembrance we are spreading those positive vibrations. Vibration of peace, happiness, etc. So by spreading those vibrations, we are making others also happy. Seeing somebody's happy face, what will happen? Others who come in contact will be happy. So Baba says, not only you have to be happy, but make others happy. Either by giving them Gyan, or by doing charity. He was talking a lot about giving them charity. So as we give charity, or as we do charity, whether we spend time, money, energy for other people, naturally that will give them happiness. And that will also, we get that blessing. And we also become happy. You must have experience. When you teach course to somebody, you become happy. They are happy. By seeing their change of faces, we also become happy. So that's where today Baba was emphasizing that happiness is your treasure. Don't let Maya snatch it away. He was talking a lot that if any impurity is there, whether lust, greed, anger, any of this impurity, ego, if there is any impurity, naturally we lose happiness. Because as it is said, purity is the mother of peace and happiness. So we need to be completely pure. And also Baba was today also mentioning that you have to be soul conscious. If we are soul conscious, we know our original nature is, original nature of the soul is peace, happiness, love. This is our original nature. So soul consciousness will also make us happy. So what we have to do is, in order to be always happy, the knowledge of drama also Baba was telling, that if you are stable on drama, you'll be happy. Otherwise, what happens if we are not stable on drama? As soon as something goes wrong in our life, we become unhappy. Because we know, now drama says, forget past. Because we become unhappy by remembering sorrowful past. As soon as we see somebody who had been a little bit nasty to us, what happens? We take sorrow, isn't it? By seeing them, we remember what they have done and we take sorrow. So give full stop to past. Drama says whatever is happening is good. Whatever will happen will be better. So if we are stable on drama, we will not be unhappy. But if we forget drama, then we have so many questions, confusion, and we are not able to give full stop to the past. Now, in order to be happy, we have to have acceptance of ourselves. Because Baba says, I love you whatever you are. He doesn't say that I love you because you are smart or beautiful, or I don't love somebody because they are ugly or not smart. So Baba accepts us, everyone, whatever we are. Whether we are impure, whether we have committed any sins in the past, but still Baba loves. Whereas what happens, we don't have love for ourselves. We don't accept ourselves. And so, sometimes, we are not happy with ourselves, discontent with ourselves. So I had to accept myself as I am, just as Baba has accepted me as I am. And I should not compare myself with others. I am I. I can't be Dadi, or I can't be somebody else. You know, sometimes we say, oh, this person is so nice and this person is so smart and I'm not so smart or something. No, I am I. Somebody else is somebody else. So, not compare. But whatever specialities we have to use it in Baba's service or service of others, and that will make us happy. We should not have any desires. Because if we have any desires, because as we know, in materialistic world, we had many desires. And some sanskar of the past still remain. If we see somebody having better car than ourselves, we think, oh no, I should have such, so I'm not happy with my car or my possession. Whatever my possessions are, whether it's a car or mobile phone or motorbike or push bike or computer or iPod or iPad or whatever it is, because nowadays in this modern world we have many modern facilities, and day by day there is some new facility coming up in the market. And so if I see my friend having something better than me and I think, oh no, I should have this sort of a iPhone or iPad or something like that, then naturally I won't be happy. So any material desire, or if we are not totally spiritual, or today also Baba was saying, if you don't have that total disinterest in the old world, you'll be attracted. And then there will be desire. So desire is also a subtle form of greed. And if we are not receiving what we want, then naturally we will be unhappy. So we should be more and more soul conscious, spiritual, and be happy with whatever be here. So use the means of comfort. No doubt, today Baba was saying, well, if you have got modern things, use it. But don't depend on that. Because if we are dependent on something, or if we have desire, then if something goes wrong with that thing, we are unhappy, frustrated, feeling hopeless. So acceptance of self as well as not to be self-critical. Because sometimes some people are very critical about themselves. Some people may have ego, and they are boasting about that speciality. And some people are very critical about themselves all the time. Oh, this is not good, I'm not good, I'm not having this, I'm not having that, etc. So that's also very destructive. We should not have. It is making us unhappy. So, as Baba was saying, give happiness, you'll receive happiness. Give respect, you receive respect. Give love, you will receive love. So, main thing what I had to do is make others happy, but not just to please others, because sometimes some people have that sanskar. To please someone, they will do anything. They will do sometimes against godly maryadas or Srimat. Today Baba was talking that also those who follow Srimat will be happy. So we had to see we are not breaking any of the maryadas. Because sometimes to make others happy, especially our Laukiks, especially Asian Laukiks, they expect that, okay, I cook this nice dish, you must eat it. So if the friends or relations don't eat it, they become unhappy. So to please them, sometimes we break the maryada of not eating food cooked by those who are ajnani. So that's where we have to see, to please our friend or relative, we should not break any maryada or srimat. So our break or to our thought should be very powerful. Not to think about past. Especially the past sorrowful incidents. Because sometimes, we are not able to forget that sorrow. And especially if we are attached to someone or something and we lose them, somebody dies, there is separation. Then, as soon as we remember them, we get that sorrow. I remember one of the mothers. Her husband had died 11 years ago. But she had maintained his cupboard with all his belongings like dresses and all. So as soon as she will open that cupboard, she will start crying. So much attachment, that's why, usually at least Indian system is as soon as our friend, relative dies, all those things of his we give away to Brahmins. So that's where we have to see that we should not have any attachment to human being or material things. Or we should not remember. Because many times If somebody has criticized us, defamed us, we take so much sorrow. So that's where sometimes we are happy because somebody is praising us. And as soon as somebody criticizes us, we become unhappy. So that's because if somebody doesn't have self-respect, then they expect that other people should appreciate and praise them. So they want praise. So that's where we have to see that there is, our stage doesn't fluctuate because of praise or defamation. And the yukti is, if somebody praises, and especially if it is with the jnana that we have done some achievement, no? Because with jnana and yoga we become more sweet and loving and humble, knowledgeful, peaceful. So if anybody praises that, oh, you are very peaceful now, or you are very cheerful now, or something, and we accept that praise, forgetting that this is Baba's gift to me, jnani gift to me, all these qualities, then naturally we accept the praise and we are happy. And if somebody defames, we become unhappy. And that's where Mama always used to say, somebody defamed you, why you listen to it? If you listen, then you become unhappy, no? You accepted it. Mama used to say, suppose somebody gives you rotten food, what will you do? If you see that it is rotten fruit, you'll say no thanks. Or if you can't say no thanks, at least you'll take it and throw it in rubbish bin, that I don't want to become sick by eating this rotten food. In the same manner, if somebody is defaming you, criticizing you, or verbal abuse, what you should do is, in your mind, say no thanks. Put it in rubbish bin. Or Baba says, listen through one ear, take out through another. You should not take it to your heart, because if you take it to your heart, naturally you get sorrow. So any of the vices, ego, with ego, we will expect respect, that everybody should respect me, I am this position, they should listen to me, my direction they should be following. If they don't follow, I get angry. So I lose my peace and happiness both. So any of the vices, whether ego, anger, attachment, jealousy, carelessness, laziness, will give us sorrow. And that's why I have to see that I have that total purity. Then those who are flexible will be happy wherever they are, with whoever they are to work. They can adjust to situation, surrounding people, etc. Whereas those who have got their fixed ideas or some body consciousness, no, they'll say, oh, I can't tolerate this heat, or I can't tolerate this cold, or I can't tolerate the company of these people. So that's where we have to see not to have such fixed nature. We should be flexible. And Baba was saying, if you remember this Purushottam Sangam Yoga, you'll be very happy. Because this is a time for us for rising. This is a time when we are receiving so much treasures. So seeing this time, how valuable this time we have got, and how much we are lucky that we know Baba, and from Baba we are receiving and everything. So if I remember what I am receiving from Baba, how this important time is for my upliftment, rising stage, then also I'll be very happy. So this is a time where we are becoming deity. So Baba many times defines deity means those who are donors, giving. Jnani also, they are more donors rather than beggars. Now beggars, those who have desire to get something from somebody. But now Baba is giving us everything. So we don't have any material desires or desire to receive anything from human being. Whatever treasures we are receiving from Baba, it's time to share with everyone. And we have to see that we have always positive thoughts. Not only just positive thoughts, but elevated thoughts. Because our thoughts will lead to our feeling. If we have pure feelings, elevated thoughts, our karma also will be elevated. Because thoughts will follow feeling and action. So our action will be elevated provided we have elevated thoughts. And elevated karma will create our fortune. And that's what Baba was saying. More service you do, higher status you will receive. And higher the status, naturally you will be intoxicated. Because you have got more achievement. So the sign of knowledgeful soul is knowledgeful soul will also know the significance of each and every situation. Because what's happening, why it's happening. So once we know the significance of every situation, naturally we will not get upset. Because the Hindi term is very good. Raaz ko janenge to naraaz nahi honge. Because when you have that understanding of significance of all situation, everybody's karma, variety drama, variety actors, and you accept everybody as they are and not have expectation. Because otherwise there is expectation. My children should be doing like this. If they are not doing, we get upset. So, knowing the drama, variety drama, even if they are my family, my children, they may not have thinking like me. As I am thinking, they won't think like me. Especially nowadays, what we find is, when there is generation gap, there is different thinking. You will be thinking differently from your children, definitely. And even if your children have got 10 years difference, they will also have different thinking and different attitude. And that's why not have any expectation. You can train your children. You can educate your children. You can give direction to children. But not expect that they will do exactly as what you are telling. Or they will be exactly as what you want them to be. And if there is no expectation, no frustration. Because if there is frustration, we can't be happy. So in this life, spiritual life, we should not have any desire for name, fame, position, and possessions. Because in a materialistic world, we might have been materialistic, isn't it? Not everybody has been simple from Laukik birth. So, sanskar take long time to change. We can't change immediately. So what we had to do is create that distaste for this old world and possessions. And when we have realization what Baba is giving us in Golden Age. In Golden Age, everybody will have Viman, helicopter, parked in their courtyard. So compared to aeroplane or helicopter, the vehicle here, whether it's a BMW car or whatever it may be, is not so beautiful. So once we have that clear picture what we will be in Golden Age, what possessions we will have in Golden Age, how beautiful dresses we will have, how beautiful jewelry we have, how beautiful palaces we have. Compared to that, Kaliyugi buildings are nothing. Compared to that, Kaliyugi decorations in the house is nothing. Compared to whatever vehicles you have here, nothing. So once we have this awareness that tomorrow I'm going to have them, then today Baba says this is the time that you have to be simple. This is a forest life, the life of renunciation. So, not to have desires, to have any of this material things or possessions. And also, whatever situation is there, problems, obstacles, we'll have to face in this society. Because in golden age we will have ever spring weather, but here there can be extreme. Extreme heat, extreme cold, natural calamities, everything. So Baba is preparing us for the last scene. So nothing new. For us it should not be nothing new and not a complaint. Snow, such a bad weather, flooding, earthquake, volcano nowadays, everything. Everywhere, all these natural calamities are there. And also people, as we see, Kaliyugi people, how they are so much impure. So we see everything, we listen everything, we understand what's happening. But remain observer of the everything. Remain observer of the drama, the role of every individual. So you know everything, you see everything, but it should not give you sorrow. Otherwise, we take sorrow from people and situation. So not only, Baba says, not only don't give sorrow, but don't even take sorrow. Nothing new. No surprise, no sorrow. So, also, when we are sensitive nature, if somebody is sensitive, what will happen? They take sorrow. If somebody doesn't smile, take sorrow. That, the seniors, they don't even smile. They don't even say hello. They don't say even Om Shanti. I remember one of the sisters. She was, from foreign country, and in India she used to be there here in Madhuban when Prakashmani Dadi was there. So naturally Prakashmani Dadi used to sit in the courtyard. Immediately after Murli she will sit in the courtyard in the sun, especially winter. As soon as she is free she will come and sit in the courtyard in the chair. So people will be passing by, and naturally if she is free and if she knows somebody, she will smile or say Om Shanti, etc. So this foreigner sister, she says, Dadi says Om Shanti to Indian sisters but not to us. So she got little bit hurt. So the thing is, that's where we have to see that naturally seniors are busy, so she might be just paying attention to somebody and not everybody. So we should not take that sorrow. So Baba has been always now emphasizing this is the time to accumulate treasures. So how many treasures, how many types of treasures we receive from Baba? Anyone? Types of treasures we receive here in Sangam Yuga. Yes? Time, thoughts, breath, knowledge, virtues, blessings, happiness is taken as a special thing. So we are receiving so many treasures. So more we accumulate treasure, naturally, more we accumulate treasure, just as if somebody's bank balance is rising, what will happen? Happiness will increase, isn't it? That, oh, now I got 1 million. Oh, now I got 2 million in my bank account. So as our treasure will rise, we will be more and more happy or intoxicated. So in order to accumulate these treasures, what we have to do? Pay attention that we are not wasting them, isn't it? Because it's possible that we are wasting those treasures by how we waste our treasure? Wasting our time. How we waste our time? Eating, sleeping, entertainment, television, or reading books, novels, detective stories, or watching sports, because sometimes some people, especially I find Indians, so much fond of cricket, even Australians, so much fond of cricket and football and rugby and all. So as soon as there is international match, they will be all stuck to television. India is playing against this country or that country. So they will be wasting their time in watching television or... So that's what, whatever is our interest. Depending on what we are interested in, naturally we can be wasting our time. Wasting in time in looking at others. Wasting our thoughts in thinking about others. So, looking at others, thinking about others, talking about others, gossiping. So that we have to see we are not wasting our thoughts, time and energy. Because sometimes we think we are doing service. And we might be spending lot of time on giving one lesson. Baba says, give your 7 days course in 7 days, 1 hour a day. Out of 1 hour, he says, okay, talk about 40 minutes, 40, 45 minutes, and give them experience of meditation. So course should be 1 hour. But if I'm talking about this one lesson for 2 hours, then what will happen? Wasted, no, my time. Because, no, science also says after 45 minutes nothing goes in somebody's intellect. It's wasted. So that's where we have to see that thinking, okay, I'm doing some service, I should not be wasting my time. And wherever is necessary is fine, but not waste my time. If somebody is not interested, Baba says, if they haven't understood about Baba, don't talk about drama and other things. First they should understand about God before you talk about drama and tree and Gita and all sorts of things. So that's where we have to be careful on how much time we are spending in eating or cooking, in sleeping. And now sometimes some people are obsessive. They have got some habits like some people want everything to be clean. So they keep on dusting house every now and again. Every now and again, now somebody was saying, my mother will see the table and see, oh, dust, bring out duster and clean it. I remember one sister, she had washing machine. But before putting clothes in the washing machine, she will scrub it for half an hour. And ironing also, she will take such a long time, not a single crease should remain on the sari. As it is, sari takes a long time. It's easy to iron kurta pajama, sari takes a long time, and then she will be all the time doing it. So sometimes people waste time on mundane job. Because cooking also, we can cook simple things. But some people want to cook delicious dish all every day. So they may take such a long time in cooking. So that's where we have to see time, money, energy, all of Sangam Yuga is very valuable. And so we should not be wasting them. And especially with negative thoughts or negative feelings. Because usually we have given full freedom to our mind to think about anything, everything. So we are not really screening our mind what sorts of thoughts are going on. Are they normal, elevated, waste thought, negative thoughts? And that's where one has to really pay attention that one doesn't have waste thought, negative thought, thinking about past. So we have to see that we are not giving sorrow to anyone, not taking sorrow. Or some sanskar. Now some people have sanskar of feeling guilty. So they waste so much time feeling guilty. Now past is past. If you have done any mistake, say sorry or write to Baba and finish it. But no, they keep on thinking about it, thinking that, oh, I have to solve my problem. This is my situation, I have to solve. So they don't go to seniors to take advice as what to do. And so they naturally waste their time and energy. They made mistake, that was wrong, but then thinking about the mistake all the time, they waste more time or thoughts. And that's where we have to be very careful in this Sangam Yuga. Understand the value of our treasures. And see that we are not wasting our treasures. Otherwise, we are losing our happiness. And losing our fortune. Because this is the time to create our fortune. Store all the treasures. Take maximum treasures. Because when we are listening morely, we should think about what points Baba is giving us. When we are remembering Baba, we should remember Baba with deep love. And powerful our stage, seed stage. What we will find powerful our stage is, we will be able to receive strength from Baba, treasures from Baba. So that's where we have to see, not become just a routine, person, attend class or sit in meditation at the time of Amrit Vela or 7:30. So not just to follow routine, but it should be the routine we should follow with deep love and take maximum advantage of this. And service also, because by doing service we will be getting blessings from others. So that's where we have to see our thoughts, words, pay attention to action so that we are giving happiness to others. We are bringing them closer to Baba so that they take power from Baba. So having that aim that this is my time to accumulate all the treasures, including the treasure of happiness. And remind myself of happy situation. You know, as soon as negative thoughts come or sorrow comes, Baba says, try to listen to some songs which will make you happy. Keep some songs with you which can help you to bring happiness. Because music is always bringing happiness, and also Baba, some of the songs are special songs which really create happiness. So have such things. And if there is anything that is hurting you or giving you sorrow, try to get solution by either sitting in meditation or by consulting some senior so that you know what to do, how to change your thinking. That's why Baba says, rather than having cycle of negative thoughts, allow yourself to have Shanti. So main thing Baba says, keep yourself busy. Because if we are not busy, what will happen? Maya will come. Because it is said, no? Empty mind is devil's shop. If you keep your mind unoccupied, it will be invoking some negative thoughts, impure thoughts, etc. So keep your mind busy. And that's very essential thing, that we are keeping our mind busy either in churning yang, meditation or service. And if you can't meditate, because sometimes Maya is such that you sit in meditation, you can't meditate, then what would you do? Huh? If your link is not there with Baba, concentration is not there, what which you should do? Huh? Do some karma yoga. Do some service. Ring your friends to give jnana. Not social network. Because nowadays young people waste their time on social media. As soon as they are free, Nowadays it's so cheap, no? Social media, all this FaceTime and Facebook and Skype and everything is so easy and cheap that they waste a lot of time on internet. And that's where we have to see that even if we communicate our friends, Baba always says, be careful about your company. Because company is going to color you. And so, unless you are able to share gyan, chit-chat with your friend, don't make them friend. Or don't keep their friendship even if you were friend before gyan. Don't keep their friendship if they are not interested in gyan. So, we had to be careful that we are not influenced by our company, but we influence them. Because I remember in the beginning, no, in Australia, the young Brahmins, no, they were so enthusiastic. And one of them, the male Brahmin, he went to see his old girlfriend. He thought he will give gyan. And can you imagine, he got trapped. He got trapped. So, you have to be very careful, because especially young Brahmins, whether spiritually young or bodily young, even spiritually young, I remember when I was in UK, in Leicester, the family with whom I was staying in the beginning, the husband was pakka, but the wife wasn't so pakka. And she went from UK to Nairobi to see her friends in Africa. And when she came back, she became Auntie Barmama Kumaris, or even if I was staying in the house, she will not attend the classes. So the thing is, that's why, you know, here also when Brahmins are coming for the first time, or when they want to come and say, oh, we want to go on a tour, we say, please don't go on a tour. You take refreshment from Madhuban and go back home after refreshing here, because more you get to visit your lokiks and agyanis, naturally maya can easily trap you, because some people may be negative, your lokiks, maybe you may go to serve lokiks and you may get negative feedback and you become negative. Especially new ones. New Brahman. So we had to be very, very careful about Maya. Because otherwise Maya will root away our treasures. Whatever treasure Baba is giving, Maya is waiting for some opening. If there is little opening, because we may shut the doors, but if the Maya can come through sewerage hole also, or chimney, somewhere, windows or some hole here or there. So that's where we had to be very careful and using our divine intellect all the time. Because Baba has given us this divine intellect to understand Maya. So we had to be careful and watching Maya and not entertaining Maya. Negative thoughts, questions, no? Because sometimes we keep on digging past. What must have happened? Why they are doing like this? This must have happened. Assumptions. This must have happened. They must have told this about this. Why they are talking about this? So, we allow negative thoughts, waste thoughts. So that's how Manmohini Didi used to say, Maya is like a thief. If thief enters your house, what will you do? Will you invite for a cup of tea and toli? Huh? You will just ring 000 or policeman to get help to get Maya out from your place, no? So Baba, we have to have 300, soul, Baba and dot drama. We have to ring those 300 to get help from Baba. Otherwise, Maya can really take away our all happiness in the form of situation, people, failure, questions, etc. And that's why one has to be very careful, especially on the thought level. Because everything starts at thought level and conscious level. Now if we are body conscious, negative thoughts, impure thoughts. So then the words, then action, everything, gradually Maya comes in, and that's gradually. And that's where, unless we have link with Baba, the policeman, or protector, we have to have link with Baba. But Maya, what she does is, first and foremost, that's our link with Baba. And that's why we have to see that our link with Baba is not cut off by Maya. Otherwise, Maya can trap us very easily. And hence, Baba says, be busy and always watch. Watch Maya. That Maya is not sneaking in. And it comes in one form and brings all the friend, no? It may come as a body consciousness and friend, other vices are the friends, no? One vice is friend of another. So if one enemy comes, they bring rest of the enemies. And then, naturally, the soul will be defeated. And that's why we have to be very careful, very, very, keeping our divine intellect open all the time. Not be careless or lazy. Satur Maya is more dangerous, no? Because big Maya we can recognize. But subtle Maya, carelessness, laziness, jealousy, all these things, we have to be very careful. Acha, so let's have 2 minutes meditation. And those who are first timers, they wait, and we'll talk about ring ceremony. So first timers who want to have ring, they wait, the others can go and have their meals or bus to Pandav Bhavan. So let's have 2 minutes meditation.
खड़े हैं बाहें पसार Hare Hare.